Pop.
Geek Out.
Geek Out.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Tech Talk Geek Out, the extra podcast where we delve deeper into some of technology's big news stories. I'm Stephen Scott. Today, I share a story with you that will show you how RNIB is working hard behind the scenes to bring the latest technology to all of us. RNIB have partnered with a university project that has created award-winning artificial intelligence software that could be used to offer better support to blind and partially sighted people. Alana AI is a Heriot Watt University spin-out developing groundbreaking AI software that can understand and respond to users in a human-like, conversational way. RNIB says the project will initially seek to use the technology in new ways that will enhance the existing support offered by the charity. Through its sight loss advice service, the charity currently offers support over the phone, in eye clinics, and digitally. It provides information on eye conditions, legal rights, education, technology, and employment, alongside emotional well-being services and signposting to services and resources offered by local societies. But how would artificial intelligence work at RNIB? Well, today I'm joined by Robin Spinks, Senior Innovation Manager at the charity. He's also the Vice Chair of Technology at the World Blind Union. Also with me is Oliver Lemon, Chief AI Officer at Alana AI. Oliver is also a professor of computer science at the Edinburgh University, Heriot Watt. Oliver, let me start with you. What is Alana AI?
So Alana AI is a company we've formed to explore the use of the technology we've developed in conversational AI. And that really allows people to have conversations with an AI system that are companionable, entertaining, knowledgeable, and can also help them to do tasks of various types. And in particular, what we're interested in working on is technology to help people find out information, maybe health-related information, but also social information to get them more connected to other people and potentially friends. And a visual component of the system which allows conversation to be about objects around a person, things that can be seen perhaps by a camera but not by a human, and to allow us to interact about those kind of objects.
So is it fair to say, Oliver, the whole idea here is to create the next level of artificial intelligence where, you know, we're used to these days with Amazon Echoes and Google Homes and our smart assistants on our phones being able to ask a question to our device? What you're proposing here is a conversation.
Yeah, a conversation is obviously a lot more than just asking a question and getting an answer to a question. And what we build is long-form conversations, which can range over lots of different topics, and in which, in this case, the visual scene or the spatial scene that somebody's in can be something that we speak about. So we are, very much focused on long conversations, the ability to have real human-like long conversations rather than just answer questions.
Alana AI was a two-time finalist in 2017 and 2018 at the Amazon Alexa Prize. Let's hear Alana AI in action now as the judges test out the new software on an Amazon Echo device.
Hi, this is an Alexa Prize social bot. How's it going with you?
It's a good day in Seattle. How's it going with you?
I read a very uplifting headline. Seattle judges throw out 15 years of marijuana convictions. Anywho, by the way, you can talk to me about things like movies, sports, news, and music. And I can sing too. I would love to talk about the news, or maybe philosophy. How about you?
I'd rather talk about music.
I'm really into music. What's a band that you would like to see?
Probably Lakeside.
I would love to see Imagine Dragons.
I don't know Imagine Dragons. Do you like Sean Mullins?
Yes. One of my friends once told me something interesting about Sean Mullins. In his hit single Lullaby 1998, Mullins mentions Dennis Hopper, Bob Seger and Sonny and Cher. Sonny Bono and Cher. Actress Dominique Swain appears in the music video of the song. Who else do you like who plays that style of music?
I like Jack Johnson.
I can't remember where I read this, but did you know that while recording the music video for Sitting, Waiting, Wishing, Jack Johnson learned to sing the song backwards rather than using any video editing?
That's cool.
Anyway, so, about music. Who is a singer you would like to meet?
So, impressive conversation there between the judge and the device. Robin Spinks, let me bring you in here. I guess many will wonder how this new technology would be employed by RNIB. What would this mean for customers?
You know, RNIB, one of the key things that we want to enable people to do today is to thrive. So it's not just about accessing information, it's about being able to live a rich and meaningful life and to have, you know, as few barriers to getting information in your way. But more than that, what we want to do is to really work towards the huge issue that we face, which is loneliness as a community. So every piece of research that RNIB has done has indicated that loneliness is an enormous issue for blind and partially sighted people. Some of that's about demographics of the population. So most blind and partially sighted people are older, as we know. And of course, a lot of people would be living on their own, not having social contact. I think, you know, our focus on that is heightened at this time because of the pandemic and the issues we've experienced. So imagine that as the backdrop, and then think about the kind of capability that next level artificial intelligence can afford. So imagine something which can provide you with companionship. And can be a bit of fun, but can also be contextually aware of where you are and what it is that you're trying to do. So I guess, you know, people are familiar with the Google and Amazon assistants, as you mentioned, but imagine if you could do much more with those. Imagine if those could be aware of the context that you're in. They could be aware of what it is that you want to do, that you've shared. And also they could be able to pick up, for example, how you might be feeling on a particular day. And I think if you begin to imagine that as a canvas, you can, all sorts of things are possible. You know, you can imagine how it may be able to help in so many situations. So alleviating loneliness, I think exploring every possible way in which technology can be positively used to enhance the lives of blind and partially sighted people, you know, and with blind and partially sighted people at the heart of the design process going forward, we're super excited about this.
But of course, all of this can help a range of different people in a lot of different settings. And we're already seeing some of that technology emerge for people who have dementia or people who, like you say, Robin, are older and perhaps live in isolation. There are lots of technologies out there that can help, and robotic technology, artificial intelligence can play its part. Oliver, to you, how do you humanize essentially what some would see as a robot?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Part of it is, We need to design this system in conjunction with people who are actually going to use it. So, you know, it's absolutely key part of the project that we're including blind and partially sighted people right in the heart of the design process, because we want to build something which is useful but also entertaining and fun for them. That's one aspect of it. And another aspect is a more technical aspect is that we collect lots and lots of examples of, say, good conversations. And the machine learning setup that we use is able to learn to some extent what makes a conversation good, what makes a conversation entertaining, and so on. And that's an element of how we humanize things by training the system on examples of good human conversation.
And interestingly, with RNIB support, you've been able to do this, and this is open to both of you. You know, you've been doing this with a real tangible example here, which I think a lot of people would be interested in hearing. Right? How does this work in real life? a lot of blind people know, as I do, the Be My Eyes app, which is a very popular app. It connects with a volunteer so that you can use their eyes to help you do something like, for example, find keys on a table or, you know, maybe find your phone or whatever it is that the task at hand that you struggle with because you're blind. But using your technology, Oliver, you're able to, in some ways, automate that process by using this technology. So not that we're wanting to get rid of our wonderful volunteers who help us do all this stuff, but actually enable, in some cases, better support, more 24/7 support using this kind of AI technology. And you both, Oliver, Robin, you've both worked together to achieve some of this.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the key thing for me really would be that it's all about choice at the end of the day. And what's super exciting here is that not just having the capability to do something that is engaging and fun and immersive, but also being able to join together experiences. So if you think about, for example, what it might be possible to do with an app like Lookout on the Google Pixel device, for example. So it can do identification of objects. But imagine if you had something which could give you that kind of functionality, but which was seamlessly integrated with the intelligent assistant capability. So the thing was actually one entity, you know, a visual interpreter and a conversational UI and companion. And I think bringing those things together and making that happen with the kind of firepower that Alana has and the intelligence that has brings, I think, to mind quite an exciting proposition. It's all about choice. Some people will want to use human support for their own reasons. But, you know, we firmly believe that people should have the choice to be as independent as they want to be. And there's also a really significant issue here in terms of people who are newly diagnosed, for example, with an eye condition. And you can imagine, can't you, being given a diagnosis, maybe going back home or going back to your work and perhaps not wanting to talk to people about what you've just learned because you're onboarding it, you're just coming to terms with it. And trying to make sense of it yourself. But imagine being able to have an intelligent conversation with a system that could actually reassure you, it could lead you to the right information. Imagine being able to do that before you actually felt ready to have a conversation with another human being. So, you know, it's about enriching and extending the capability that we've got and making that 24/7, because it might be 3 a.m., and you might feel really distressed. You might wish to find out more about your diagnosis, but you might want to do that in the privacy of your own home and not ring someone up, quite understandably.
There's an anonymous part of it as well. I mean, and also sometimes it's nicer to ask. I mean, I know, for example, on a very simple level, asking my Amazon Echo how to spell a word, where I might feel a bit embarrassed asking someone else that question, I don't feel that way with AI, because the AI doesn't judge me in that way, and the same could be applied here.
Yeah, and I think we're getting to a point in time where people are beginning to see examples of things that conversational interfaces and AI deliver, which genuinely make life better. You and I have talked about that a lot, Stephen, on various shows. You know, we're great advocates of conversational UI, and it's, you know, for us as low vision people, it's been really beneficial and continues to be. And I think, you know, my perspective on it is one of an enthusiast, but I can absolutely see the development path for something like this as a genuinely, you know, invaluable tool for so many people, for people who would want it right now, but also for people who are completely unaware about the capability. And, you know, through the process of education and awareness, we'll come to recognize the sheer potential of combining conversational AI with a visual interpreter. I think it's a potent combination, and we're really looking forward to kind of getting feedback from people, to learning, to engaging at every stage of that process, and just, you know, looking at what it's possible to do to actually reach out to people and to enable positive change and greater independence and just more choice.
Oliver, to you, final question on this. I'm just intrigued, and this is a difficult question to answer, I'm aware of that. Can AI be better than a human?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And absolutely, in some ways, it definitely can. And that's, you know, Alana we're very excited about this collaboration because it gives us ways to explore when that can happen. So, for example, obviously AI is available 24/7. It doesn't get tired, it doesn't get bored, and it doesn't judge you. And there are already studies showing that, you know, for certain people, they prefer to talk to an AI rather than a human, particularly about sort of sensitive medical topics and that kind of thing. So it could be faster, can be more reliable, and there's definitely the potential to build conversational systems which in some aspects are better than humans. So yeah, we're really excited about this work, and we've actually got, you know, a prototype already that's able to answer questions about objects in a room, and not just where those objects are, but give directions where they are relative to each other, these kind of things. And that's embedded within a much larger conversational system that can be entertaining and informative, and can be a kind of a companion to you throughout the day. So we've got this already to build on. This is something that we, you know, we developed over 2 years of work with the Amazon Alexa Prize set up, and now we've extended that even further. And this kind of collaboration that we're talking about here today really is great because it challenges us to take all of this technology to the next stage.
It's absolutely fascinating. Oliver, where can people find out more about Alana?
Well, there's our website, alanaai.com, and you can follow us on Twitter, Hello Alana, and there are various videos with interesting soundtracks where you can hear the kind of conversations that we can have with Alana.
Oliver Lemon from Alana AI and Robin Spinks from RNIB, thanks for your time today on Tech Talk. And thank you for listening to this special edition of Tech Talk Geek Out. You can catch new episodes of our weekly show, Tech Talk, every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on RNIB Connect Radio. That's available on Freeview Channel 730 or online via your browser or smart speaker. Or you can subscribe to the podcast by searching for RNIB Tech Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Or just ask your smart speaker to play RNIB Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Geek out.
Geek out.